Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Method Passive Income Podcast. Here's your host, Ryan Hoag.
You guys remember when I had Steven on my channel for two interviews? He was the $2.5 million Etsy seller. One of my favorite quotes from Steven is he said, "Success leaves clues." Now, we just had St. Patrick's Day, a major print-on-demand holiday every year because it's related to wearing a piece of clothing, in this case, typically green clothing. So it makes sense that a ton of print-on-demand sales take place, specifically when it comes to articles of clothing. I went ahead and I studied what a lot of the best-selling shops had in common, and I'm going to share that with you in this video. So let's get to it. When I studied a lot of the best-selling print-on-demand products in the St. Patrick's Day niche, one thing I noticed is the dedication to making sure that the primary thumbnail really highlighted the design and showed their product in a good light, that really highlighted the design, the product. A lot of them included a value proposition. This is something that we absolutely should not overlook. I think it's paramount to the success of our Etsy shop and anywhere where we're selling, that we have control over what thumbnail the customer sees first. This really needs to say to our customer, hey, we need to stop and we need to make, we need to strongly consider purchasing this product from this seller. Now, I wanted to show you my preferred way of going about creating beautiful mockups. You can use Placeit. Placeit is actually a very affordable tool when it comes to mockups, especially considering that not only can you do image mockups on demand, and they're very easy. You just literally upload your graphic and their software will place it for you on their models in their mockups. They have libraries of thousands of mockups, by the way, that you can choose from. They will place it, but they'll make it look real. I don't know if you guys catch my Etsy shop reviews, but sometimes we'll be doing them and we'll see some mockups where somebody just dragged and dropped their PNG design and didn't adjust it to the contours of the shirt or didn't make it look natural. You need to make sure that these mockups look natural. Otherwise, the customer is going to know something's up when they see it. So when I come over to Placeit, it's no coincidence with St. Patty's Day that you can right here at the top, just click Discover Collection and view specifically their St. Patrick's Day mockups and whatnot. They actually have expanded beyond just providing mockups to print-on-demand sellers. Like I said, they've got video. They've got things like party invitations that are animated, all customizable, very easy to customize, just so you guys know. But, you know, we don't have to scroll too far before we see, you know, in this case, a person wearing an Irish hat drinking a green beer with a t-shirt mockup that we can use. And I mean, there's definitely more than that. You can actually filter on the left-hand side as well. If we just click t-shirt, okay, you guys see on the left-hand side, we can click t-shirt and it's going to go ahead and give us the St. Patty's Day t-shirt specific mockups for us to use. Why don't we just go ahead and mess around with this one? I like this one. A lot of people, I don't know, maybe I'm showing my age here. When I think of St. Patrick's Day, I think of enjoying a beer or two or maybe more, maybe a green beer at that, and probably wearing a green shirt and a silly outfit and going maybe on a bar crawl, right? I'm not too old to be doing that still. At least I don't think so. So why don't we go ahead? This first mockup is screaming to me, hey, sell a funny St. Patrick's Day shirt to somebody on a bar crawl. So I'm going to go ahead and click this and show you how easily we can create a mockup for our t-shirt. Well, we needed to grab a t-shirt design, so I went on over to Creative Fabrica and grabbed a funny beer-themed t-shirt design. I also made one of my own. So let's go ahead and work with both of them. We can actually create two mockups relatively easily. As you can see here, I uploaded the design from Creative Fabrica. I'm actually going to upscale it just a little bit. I want to make sure it's not cut off though at the same time. And I guess what I'm hiding here, I just realized, let me move myself in the video recording, is that as I move this around, they do a live preview in the bottom right corner, which is really useful. So you can see if I zoom out, it'll render small on the shirt. I typically think the bigger the better. And when I try to render the finished product that ultimately gets printed by the printer, I want it to seem like big and easy to read and bold and fun. All right. When you think you have it how you think it looks best, go ahead and click the crop button. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. Then we just give it a second here. We can actually change the shirt color. So if we wanted to, now this design specifically that I chose has green text, it has yellow text. I don't think we should offer it in green because then it's going to be green on green. I mean, we could mess around though. There's no harm in experimenting. If I click colors and I select like a dark green, well, actually, you know what? I should stop myself. We need to know what product we're selling on. With regards to t-shirts, in this case, if I'm like selling on my Etsy shop, I'm probably listing it on a Bella Canvas 3001. So I went ahead and looked up ahead of time what colors are available on the Bella Canvas 3001. Don't forget, you have to make sure that whoever you're using to print your shirts has them in stock. So in this case, if I want to sell like the forest green, you know, Bella Canvas, and we say that that's in stock, we can pull this image into Photoshop here. I can use the eyedropper tool, grab the hex code of the forest green right here, copy it to my Windows clipboard, pop back over to place it. I can actually click custom and down here in the hex code, just paste it, right? And then boom, just like that, it shows us, wait a second, even though this is a green design, it actually looks good on the right color t-shirt. Just don't forget to bridge the gap between what you're creating a mock-up for here and place it and what can actually be printed by your printer that they need to have in stock. If you think that looks good, you can go ahead and download it. And of course, when you upload it to Etsy, you don't forget, have the ability to crop, which is the equivalent of kind of what I'm showing you right here, where you can actually select certain portions of the image itself to zoom in on. I think you don't want to lose sight of the fact that, you know, hey, it's a t-shirt that we're selling. So while it's fun that, you know, he's wearing the hat, he's got the green beer, in the actual primary thumbnail that they see in search results on Etsy, you do want to highlight the product you're selling and the value proposition, which in this case is probably the design. But when they click in search results and then they're only looking at your listing and not your competition, then it actually zooms back out and shows them the full mock-up. So don't lose sight of that. When you're on Etsy and you upload your custom image from Placeit, crop, I mean, if it makes sense to, which I think it often does, at least in my experience, you can crop that first image. Even though they can click your thumbnail, see the full image, you can still say, hey, you know, when it's in search results, I'm going to crop it to show that, hey, it's a guy smiling, green beer, but also it's a shirt, you know, and this is the design. Also, let's go ahead and use the other graphic that I created. Sorry for interrupting. I wanted to let you know that linked in the description, you can find my free print-on-demand mini course that is completely new for 2023. If you sign up, it'll help you get your first sale. And down there, you'll find a link to my print-on-demand Facebook group. I hope you'll join the community. So my second graphic, I just went into Photoshop. I used Edmund Texture Font, and I just made big, bold text that says, "Beer me." Guys, sometimes you can keep it simple. St. Patrick's Day, we said we're marketing to people going on bar crawls that need a fun green shirt to wear. How about white text on a green shirt that says, "Beer me"? I hit crop and boom, just like that, it's able to be read. That's why I say big, bold, the distressed fonts. People seem to love them. Let's go ahead and find a lighter green. Let's go with the Kelly green. That is made for St. Patrick's Day. So again, guys, I just went to Google. I typed in Bella Canvas 3001 shirt colors, looked at the colors, pulled it into Photoshop to actually grab the hex codes here. And then I click in with the eyedropper tool, grab the hex code to my clipboard, control C, copies it. Next, I'm going to go into Placeit where it says shirt color. I will go to custom. So you probably see recent here, but I'm going to go to custom. I'm going to paste the Kelly green, which I think is a great option for St. Patty's Day. And just like that, we have another mock-up that I think looks great, that I know can make some sales. I'm not going to lie, I have a bunch of fun shirts like this that I already sell. Again, sometimes you just stick to your wheelhouse. Now, I don't party like I used to these days, but, you know, I definitely, like I said, was no stranger to a St. Patrick's Day bar crawl, where, you know, go out, wear some green, drink some green beer, get dressed up, have fun, et cetera, get into some shenanigans, right? And this is how easy Placeit makes us, guys. Not just to say, hey, I made a mock-up, but to actually make a mock-up that sells. You saw how it places the design. It adjusts it to the contour of the shirt itself. Don't overlook the value in that, because a lot of our competition, you know, can I say half-asses it? I don't mean to be mean or anything like that, but like if our competition is half-assing, not doing it to the best of the ability that can easily be done, again, Placeit only costs a few bucks a month. And if you use my link in the description, they gave me a 15% off. So a discounted link if you do end up using them. So I would recommend you make sure to use that link. Again, they'll do the contours. They do the custom thumbnails. You saw that there's hundreds of different thumbnails tagged as St. Patrick's Day. There's thousands of various mock-ups. I said thumbnails. I meant mock-ups in general across all different niches, including just generic niches as well. So there's something for everybody. They also do video. I think in the next video, Place It video, I'll show you how to use them for video mockups, guys. I hope you'll check it out. I hope you found this useful. Let me know. If you're not making good thumbnails though for your products on Etsy, you know, you're selling yourself short. I don't know how else to put it. That's something that, you know, everybody's been doing for years now. The bar has been raised, right? The bar has seriously on Etsy been raised because of how much money there is to be made on that platform. You can't sell yourself short. Otherwise, you don't know your true potential selling print on demand there. So I hope you'll check it out, guys. Please like and subscribe if you found the video useful. Check out Place It. Links in the description for 15% off. And I'll see you guys tomorrow with a new video.